Today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
But if you don't have the ability to handle pressure, then everything falls apart because in games, they're going to be able to take away.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Turn my headphones up!
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Reese Davis from ESPN, and you're listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Thanks for tuning into the show that takes a hard look into every aspect of the game and makes every episode a micro clinic. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the most advanced shooting machine in the world. In today's episode, I get Drew's take on the skills every player must have. But before we dive in, did you know that the winning team in a high school boys basketball game averaged scoring 16 points off turnovers last season? Thanks to our partners at Crossover for making film sessions more efficient by clipping and tagging your plays for you. In as little as 12 hours, Crossover can provide you with interactive shot charts and advanced stats that you can access from any PC or mobile device. Visit crossoverwithak.com/puresweat to try a game for free. All right, let's jump into today's topic. Now, Drew, you're a veteran in this game and you work with the most elite level players. I want to know, what are the skills that every player must have, regardless of whether they're at the JV high school level or they're going to make it all the way up to your level at the NBA? What are the handful of skills they have to have on and off the court to be a successful basketball player?
First off, before I start saying this, I think that it's important that I'm going to name my five main skills that I mean on-court skills. I know that a lot of people consider leadership and toughness and hard work and all that kind of stuff as skills. And I do think they are skills because they're separators in today's age. But I'm going to stick away from the intangibles and get into the on-court skills that really make or break a player. And for me, there's five distinct skills that if you have these things, I don't think your coach can play you enough. Number one is the ability to guard, the ability to defend. Whether that means on-ball defense, containing the ball, whether that means screen defense, getting through screens, recovering at good angles, whether that means good help side defender where you can rotate and make plays off the ball. All those things go into being good defenders. So number one is being able to guard. Number two is being able to knock down shots. I think you see in today's age, the seven best teams in the NBA currently in the standings are also the seven teams that are leading in three-pointers. And I don't think that's a coincidence. It's because if you can shoot, you can spread the court, which is going to give you easier buckets. And if you're getting easier baskets, it's going to give you better chances to win. So the ability to shoot with good, proper mechanics and the ability to knock down a ton of shots, which comes from a ton of countless hours in the gym, that's a big skill, and that's my number two big one. Number three is the ability to finish. Obviously, if you have the ability to shoot, eventually teams are going to run you off the line and kind of over-contest. And then you have to be able to get downhill and make a play at the rim. A lot of people struggle with this one because they just simply don't work on it. They work on perfect 45-degree layup line layups. And the truth is, in the game, you're going to have rotating defenders. There's going to be bodies on your hip. You're going to have to finish at different angles and put different spins off the glass. So all of that goes into finishing. So I'm not just talking about the ability to make wide open layups. I'm talking about the ability to finish when other people are around you and in traffic, with bodies, with contact, all of that. That would be my number three thing, because now you get the two best analytical things, an open shot or at the rim. And so now analytically, we're in a really good situation. Number four is the ability to handle pressure. And I think that this is one that a lot of people don't even think about as a skill. But if you don't have the ability to handle pressure, then everything falls apart because in games, they're going to be able to take away. You look at the guys that are great ball handlers in drills, and they know how to do one-on-one moves against chairs or against air. But then when somebody gets up in them, all hell breaks loose and they're not able to kind of do what they need to be able to do. So I think that being able to handle pressure is another huge skill that players have to work on. And that also means maintaining poise when you're rattled, when situation's not going right, etc. And then number five is decision making. And this is one that I think is highly overlooked. when training, but you have to be able to do all the things you're working on in games. And so you have to know when and where and how to do all those things. So being able to make the right read and make the simple play more times than not is going to ultimately control your playing time. And so I think that you have to work on being able to read situations and understand situations before they happen so that you're a play ahead and can ultimately make the right decision more times than not.
I absolutely love that list because it's pure gold, because you didn't just rattle off, well, they got to be able to shoot, pass, rebound. Like, you actually went and got some depth, especially with the handling pressure and decision-making. I agree with you. I think are two of the most overlooked aspects, and it's the ability to handle pressure and make the right decision when performing the actual basketball skills that separates players. That's phenomenal. Since you took the lead on just doing on-the-court skills, I'm just going to give you a real quick top five of what I believe the most important off-the-court skills are for a player to maximize everything that Drew just said to do on the court. Number one is being coachable, having some humility. Number two is having a relentless work ethic, intentionally leaving your comfort zone every workout and every practice. Number three is being unselfish, truly caring about the guy or girl next to you and knowing that we is greater than me. Number four is having mental toughness, which we define as the ability to play present. And number five is working on your leadership, making everyone around you better. And I think if you can take those five skill sets and sharpen those, along with the five that Drew just mentioned on the court, as he so brilliantly put, a coach won't be able to play you enough. That's it for us. Thank you so much for listening. I hope we helped you raise your game. We want to thank our friends at Dr. Dish for revolutionizing basketball training with their state-of-the-art shooting machines and detailed training analytics. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. And if you don't mind, we truly appreciate you making the time to go to iTunes and leave us a rating and review. All right, it's time to get back in the gym.